This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
David Lennon from Newsday baseball columnist does a great job covering the Yankees and the Mets. Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, Laurie, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just fine. So I saw earlier in the day, it looked like you had spoken to Cashman, and on this Garrett Cole story, that what you heard from Brian Cashman was that, I believe the quote was that he was expecting the worst. Like, you prepare for the best, but you expect the worst or whatever. Now it sounds like there's some other rumors and sources going on out there. Can you tell us what's the latest and what are you hearing about Yankees star pitcher Garrett Cole and his elbow?
Well, I did talk to Cashman this afternoon in Jupiter where the Yankees played the Cardinals. And yeah, the quote that he said was that he's preparing for the worst, but they'll have to see. And, you know, I really think in speaking to him, and there were further questions and answers during that session, and the writing was really on the wall at that point. I mean, Cole's interview yesterday morning, when he spoke about it for the first time, he seems pretty roughed up by it. Said he was very concerned, was asked if surgery was going to be an option here. He said he was very concerned. These are two people that already know the initial results of the MRI, mm-hmm. You know, that know what it was spotted. So you could tell it was heading towards a worst case scenario here. Now, I know there was a report that I saw tonight, the one that you probably mentioned, is from Jim Bowden, who mentioned that it had been recommended that Cole have Tommy John surgery. I don't know that for a fact yet, but he's going for further evaluation. He's probably going to see Dr. Eletrosh in California at some point if he's not already on his way out there. And they'll probably come to a course of action on what to do here. Listen, the fact that these guys said they're preparing for the worst, and Cole has said he's concerned multiple times, and this is the second time that this elbow has been a problem since a year ago at the same time. You know, all of these conversations usually have the same destination, mm-hmm. You know? There's only so many bullets. You know, Garrett Cole has been among the innings leaders and starts leaders. I think it's 30 starts the past 6 years before last season. You know, he's been over 200 innings for six seasons before last season. So there's a lot of high velocity mileage on that elbow. Yep. And he's never had Tommy John surgery before. Yep. So, you know, you can see there's a lot of signs here that seem to be pointing him there. And especially the way he described the injury. You know, he said he was fine. You know, he had a good off season. You know, he was raring to go in spring training. The elbow had felt great during spring training. Then he went out that Thursday night, that Thursday afternoon start. You know, didn't have great command, but didn't think much of it. Got knocked around by the Twins some. Went home. Couldn't sleep that night. And in the morning, there was a feeling in his elbow that he said was, quote, alarming. So, I mean, this is a guy, 34 years old, veteran pitcher, very smart, knows his body, knows his mechanics. So if he says something's alarming, that this is something very much out of the ordinary and something that, that should tell us that it's not going to be so easy to bounce back from here.
Can you clear up for there are, you know, our conspiracy theorist friends out there, when Gerrit Cole this winter opted out of his contract to pursue and see if he could get the Yankees to give him an extension, and the Yankees say no, and
right.
then Cole and his agent then say, never mind, we'll hop right back in. Let's just use that contract. I'm seeing people who are, you know, somehow thinking that Cole in any way, shape, or form may have known the elbow wasn't great, or that the Yankees should have somehow, you know, known in medicals and not let him opt back in at that point, accepted the opt-out and ended it at his age or whatever. Can you clarify that for the people who thought there was something strange at work?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there is clarification necessarily. I mean, it was pretty straightforward at the time. You know, what the Yankees, I mean, there was a presumption that the Yankees were just going to give him that 10th year and pick up that option to stop him from opting out, just because it seemed, you know, I won't say no brainer, but it seemed to make sense based on his durability and his performance to that point. But, you know, this was a guy that did, you know, go through some elbow issues this past season. You know, it seemed like he came out of it okay. You know, he pitched pretty well, you know, after he eventually got his progression back up again. So, you know, I think it was a matter of a stare down over that, you know, that opt out, and the Yankees kind of calling his bluff on that. And maybe they thought they would do something at a later date, and Cole got cold feet over it and said, you know, I'll, you know, can I opt back in, essentially, you know, being too hasty with this. So, do I think he like ran out and had like an instant MRI or something? I don't know that. I mean, I haven't seen anybody report that. I don't know that for a fact. But all the signs had pointed to him being fine. You know, there was no real red flags that had surfaced. Again, the fact that this past year that he did have elbow issues could be construed as a warning sign.
Sure.
But there were no indications from either side during that period that was a real sticking point. I mean, if the Yankees really felt that way, they could have just let him opt out and not let him back in. I think the language between the two sides is still a little murky. You know, both sides have spoken about it, but they haven't really given, you know, a blow-by-blow of exactly how it went or whether there was health discussed or those sort of things. Maybe some more details will come out about that after the fact, especially if he winds up having surgery, which I mentioned, he seems to be heading in that direction.
Talking to Dave Lennon of Newsday about Gerrit Cole and the news that we're hearing, and it sounds like he may be heading for Tommy John surgery. And with Tommy John surgery these days, there are the two sort of types, and obviously we're way ahead of ourselves to find out, but it seems like there's one where it's the full on and maybe you're out for 14 months. And then there's that, I don't know, kind of brace method or something where he could be back for the beginning of next season. Either way, he's missing, if it happens, he's missing this year. So the first question is, where do the Yankees go from here?
Well, I mean, as far as internal options go, you know, I think Will Warren is certainly near the top of that list. I mean, he's somebody that is on the 40-man and they can turn to and is ready to go. I mean, we've seen him a few times in the majors. He hasn't pitched well, you know, during his couple turns up here. But, you know, they're very high on him and they feel like he's a promising, you know, candidate for them. They just don't have a lot of choices. I mean, they have Carlos Carrasco in camp right now, who he's pitched well. We've seen him before on the other side of town. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a 37. You know, he's a 15-year veteran. He knows how to pitch. He seems healthy. He's not on the 40-man, so they'd have to make some moves for him. But these are really kind of the guys they're looking at. I mean, on the outside, you're talking about, you know, 37-year-old Kyle Gibson, you know, 32-year-old Spencer Turnbull, 38-year-old Lance Lynn.
Yeah.
I mean, these are the free agents that are out there right now. So, you know, it's a possibility to reach out and get one of these guys for sure. Now, are they going to be a Luis Gil or a Gerrit Cole? No, certainly not. So it's a major downgrade. At this point, you're just trying to fill a spot in the rotation. It's funny that we talked about Stroman, all the controversy of him coming into camp and being in the bullpen. Now he's their fourth starter and climbing the chart fast.
You know,
so things change quickly. You know, we thought Max Fried was overkill maybe when they signed him to that $218 million deal this offseason. We thought they were doubling down on his strength. Well, that turned out to be a pretty savvy move considering, you know, where things have been going into rotation so far. And I think for right now, you know, you're going to see the Yankees go for an internal option, like I mentioned, with the Will Warren. And I think, Lori, what we're seeing right now, and I certainly wouldn't second guess it because it worked out for the Yankees, was, you know, the pitching package they sent to Juan Soto, you know, put a serious dent in this team's pitching depth. You know, they sent four of their closest pitchers to the majors and certainly a couple very good ones, primarily Michael King, to the Padres for Juan Soto, who did exactly what they hoped he would do in helping them get to the World Series. You know, he didn't come back, but so I certainly wouldn't second guess that move. It was the right move at the time, but you're seeing what happens now when you really cut off, you know, the top four or five guys in your prospect system. And now that the Yankees are hurting, you know, losing two of their top guys in the rotation right now.
Yeah, Aaron Judge is turning 33 and is a historically great player in his prime. But at 33, we'd have to say, you know, it's not the early part of his career.
Sure.
What, you know, Yankees are coming off the World Series. The American League is not as good as the National League. But with the holes the Yankees have, question mark in left field as they're trying out a young player, which is fine. Third base, no real starter at third base. Volpe's bat still hasn't quite fulfilled its promise. And Giancarlo Stanton and his elbows are, we don't know when he's showing up. Have the Yankees, you know, and as you mentioned, Luis Gil as well, as constituted, are the Yankees a, you know, are they still, where do they sit in the mix in the American League and as a playoff team?
Oh, well, before Gerrit Cole went down, I wasn't as concerned, you know, about where this team was because I still thought, pitching-wise, you know, they still we're still going to have the top, you know, four of the top, you know, starters available. Pretty stacked rotation, you know, however you feel about Carlos Rodon. He's showing flashes for sure. You know, now with Cole out, you know, the focus turns back to a Juan Soto-less lineup at this point. And I think the Stanton issue is really problematic. You know, we've gotten used to Stanton being gone for weeks or months at a time, you know, based on hamstring issues or calf issues or something leg related. This elbow thing, you know, he called it, quote, severe, you know, over the weekend when reporters talked to him. And we don't know when he's going to be able to resume baseball activity. And we're only 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks away from opening day right now. He's going back to New York tomorrow for a third round of PRP injections, which again are not really a cure-all, but really try to just kind of help healing in that area. So really, there's really no date when the Yankees can expect him back at this point. I mean, conservatively speaking, you know, I think we're already talking about getting deep into April, best case scenario, you know, maybe May at this point, depending what he, I mean, he hasn't swung a bat now. He would tend to swung a bat, you know, 3 weeks before spring training. We're now a month in. So that's 7 weeks before he's even picked up a bat. So there's a lot of work he's got to do. to get back into shape once he even can resume baseball activity. So, and like you mentioned with the rest of the lineup, I was in Jupiter with their travel squad today, you know, and it was a lineup with, you know, Jason Dominguez in it, JC Ascara, you know, the backup catcher, who's kind of made some noise here so far. Ben Rice was in that lineup. You know, you had Cabrera in there. So normally you would say, oh, this is like a road filler lineup, you know, of backups. No, this is a lineup you could actually see, you know, in the Bronx at some point with these players. I mean, they don't have a DH right now. You know, Ben Rice is in the mix for that. So third base, we know what a, you know, what a toss up that is at this point, with Cabrera seeming to be, you know, the front runner with that. So yeah, they do. You go around the diamond here right now. You know, is Austin Wells going to be a guy that is going to be a dangerous bat like they hoped he would be? So a lot of question marks here. And without reliable bats like Stanton, you know, oft injured, but still a very dangerous guy when he was in there, you know, that does throw this lineup into flux quite a bit.
Yeah, no Gleyber Torres, you know, Juan Soto also, but, you know, with all the complaints about a Gleyber, that was a professional, at, you know, at bat.
And towards the end it was.
Yeah.
We don't want to forget the beginning of this.
Look,
of the
and there's the defense and the base running and all of that, a highly imperfect player. But for second base, it wasn't terrible in terms of the production you got out of the bat. And now you mentioned, you know, I think about like Wells and Volpe and the pressure on them to produce because you've covered baseball in New York a long time and the Yankees also was a part of that a long time. And can you remember a situation where the going in plan, where plan A for a...
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A prominent starting position, like third base, being DJ LeMahieu at his age and coming off the season he had, and both production and injury-wise, as well as Cabrera Peraza, who are at this point not top 100 prospects that we have high expectations for their bats, that the Yankees would go into the season with what felt like no real true game plan at third base.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a leap of faith with LeMahieu. I mean, to think that he actually hurt himself at like his second at-bat of spring training is just, you know, it's crazy to think about. I mean, it really makes you wonder. I mean, he can't even step on the field and stay healthy in spring training. I guess they're going to have to hope George Lombard Jr. moves up that learning curve pretty fast to get into this lineup at some point. But he's still a little ways away. Listen, they do have, like we mentioned, you know, question marks here. I mean, Volpe's entering his third season. You know, we've seen flashes of the player he can be at the plate, certainly not on a consistent basis. So that's an issue. You know, can something click for him during his third year? Sure. You know, he's got 2 years under his belt. He's learned a lot during that time. You know, the Yankees have been raving about, you know, the contact he's been making this spring. And he has looked decent there. You know, I think Jazz has looked good. I think he's really been a good presence with this team starting from the beginning since they got him halfway through last year. You know, that's a positive for sure. Goldschmidt has looked okay. Bellinger has played well. Judge is Judge. So, you know, there are some veteran bats that can be productive.
Sure.
You know, this isn't a total washout here. But you are talking about offensive positions, certainly at third base and in left field, you know, that have a lot of proving to do. You know, I think Cabrera can get by as long as Dominguez can be the bat they hope he can be in left field. Same with Austin Wells and same with Goldschmidt trying to find some, you know, the fountain of youth and look like shades of his former MVP self at first base. So there are scenarios here where it can perform well. I just think it's easy for us, and for good reason, to really look at the red flags with Cole, Heel, Stanton, LeMahieu, and really wonder if this team, you know, has what it takes. I think it can certainly still be a playoff team, but it's going to be a grind.
Yeah.
In the AL East, it's going to be a grind now. You know, I think the Red Sox are going to be a real factor in the division now, and I think that's really the biggest challenge are coming from the outside here, in addition to obviously the Orioles and to an extent the Blue Jays.
All right, last one real quick before I let you go. Mets, Francisco Alvarez out 6 to 8 weeks with the broken hamate bone. And in terms of that Mets lineup that looks so strong, how big a loss is this if it's a 6 to 8 week loss of Alvarez for the Mets?
I mean, I think they have coverage because they have the top five are so strong, you know, now that you've added Soto. So, you know, I think the Mets at least are solid through those five or six spots before you're going to get to Alvarez anyway. But I think Alvarez, they had such huge hopes for him coming into this year. You know, he revamped his swing during the offseason, was still working on that when he got to spring training this year. And to have a bat like that, you know, hitting seventh in your lineup and having that right-handed balance in that lower half between Winker and McNeil, you know, was really going to add, you know, some serious pop at the bottom of their lineup. And that's what would have made it special, I think. You know, he called the Mets the best lineup in baseball when he showed up this spring. He was a big part of that. And now that part's gone, you know, through April, most likely at this point. Perhaps a little bit later, so we'll see how he comes back from that. The part that worries me is, you know, the swing renovation that he did during the winter, he kind of needed spring training to kind of get that, you know, the muscle memory for that and really to get that going, and he hadn't done that yet. And I wonder when he comes back now, you know, how he's going to be able to do that, you know, without a spring training, you know, going into a rehab situation, you know, down at AA or down at AAA. You know, is that going to come back to him quickly? Is that still going to be a project? So I'm curious to see what his production is going to look like when he does heal up and he is able to come back.
All right. Good stuff, as always, out of Dave Lennon from Newsday. Dave, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, Lori. Have a great night.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almaced.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.